This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue our study of reasons why we should love the Lord Jesus Christ, and we note that we should love Him because He taught us of the curse of broad-mindedness. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, Jesus emphasizes that while He is not narrow-minded in a bad sense, there is a very essential sense in which Christianity is a narrow-minded religion. We live in a world in which men applaud broad-mindedness in religion, that one God is as good as another, one plan of salvation is as good as another, one church is as good as another, one way of life is as good as another. Just this morning I saw on television two women being interviewed openly declaring the fact that they were lesbians. Today men and women confess the sins that the Bible declares is a horrible and terrible thing in Romans chapter 1. But Jesus is not broad-minded in the sense of simply tolerating whatever response man may make to Him. He said, "Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. But narrow is the gate and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." They strongly oppose and ridicule those who reject this broad-mindedness. I'm speaking now of those in the world who hold to this broad-minded view. And every man faces the temptation to bow to it, to go along with it, so that they will not be the object of the ridicule and laughter of those who are broad-minded. But no man always makes the mistake of being broad-minded. Doctors, they require of them a right diagnosis and a right prescription. Of surgeons, they require that they cut correctly. Of pharmacists, they require that they give the correct drugs, fill the prescriptions correctly. Of engineers, they require that they do their mathematics and physics correctly. Of pilots of airplanes, they require that they handle the airplane properly in taking off and landing and so forth. Of airplane mechanics, they demand that they maintain proper discipline in the correction of the faults of the airplane. And so while we must be tolerant of people in that we love them in spite of their sins, we must never be tolerant of religious error, of false doctrine. It's one thing to love the person who's involved, but to hate the sin that's involved. Let us see how Jesus stood for and taught this truth. Before His trial and death and His general teaching, as I've already noted in Matthew chapter 7 and 13 and 14, Matthew chapter 7 verses 21 to 23, and more specific teaching when He said in John 8:24, "Except you believe that I am He, you shall die in your sins." Now that's very narrow-minded, isn't it? It's just that you either believe in Him or you'll be lost. You'll die in your sin. In Luke 13 and 5, He made clear that except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And so you see, according to Jesus, it's either repent or perish, repent or be lost. In Matthew 10:32 and 33, He makes clear you either confess Him before men or you'll be lost. In John chapter 3, verses 3 to 5, He makes clear that you either are born of water and the Spirit, that is, you either are baptized in obedience to His will, or you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. During His trial and crucifixion, He makes clear the fact that men must bow to the will of God, that broad-mindedness simply will not get the job done. In Gethsemane, He made this clear. During His religious trial, before Annas, the deposed high priest, or the high priest emeritus, Annas asked Him of His disciples and of His teaching. And Jesus could have avoided the cross by simply denying the truth about Himself, but He refused to do so. When Jesus was before Caiaphas, the high priest at that time, and false witnesses were used, Jesus could have avoided the cross by the denial of His deity. In the same way, before the entire body of the Jews, the Sanhedrin, and before Pilate and Herod during the civil trial, He could have simply said, "I am not the king that I have claimed to be. I am not the Son of God." And all the trouble that He was involved in could have been done and over with. But you see, Jesus never tolerated error. He never compromised truth. He claimed to be the King of truth. He never compromised on His deity. He was the Son of God. And from this we must learn that we must love people. We must hate every false way. It's one thing to love people, but another thing to love error. We must love people, but we must not love any false way. And we do not show love for anyone by countenancing any error which he may hold. I love the Lord Jesus Christ because He showed me the value of truth and the curse of being so broad-minded that I'm willing to accept error instead of truth.